It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, we got one of our favorite friends, guests from the community, Al Green.
Yes.
Toys for Tots is here. Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. And the big day is right upon you as your big toy ride and then the auction and all the things that go on is going to be on Saturday this year. First every year to have it on a Saturday. So it's going to be on the 11th, Saturday morning. So I guess final preparations, as they say, are underway. But before we talk about that, kind of like we did on the Facebook earlier, if you caught any of that, let's talk a little bit about you've had toy boxes set up at different locations, at businesses and places across Bowie County for the past month or so or two. They've been out there. How's it been going as far as the people dropping off toys in those boxes?
In the beginning, it was a little rough.
But
as time went on and people started seeing them and recognizing what they were for and stuff like that, it became a whole lot better. Now we get calls that, hey, we got a box that's full up here. Mm-hmm. We have a box that's full over here and stuff like that. I dropped off night before last. I dropped off about six bags up there in our compound up there in New Boston up there at Cowboy Guns. We've done so far this year, we've done fantastic.
Well, good. And it's still time for people, if they see those boxes out there in the various stores across Bowie County, it's still time for them to put those toys in there.
Oh, yeah.
So don't stop.
And if you can't get them in them boxes, you can bring them out to the mall and put them in the boxes out there for the Marines. Cause that's where they're going to start they'll do their color guard out there. They'll do picking up boxes out there that y'all bring the toys for to put in. Everybody's going to be donating. Chick-fil-A is going to be up there. It's going to be an awesome deal. It's a first time deal, a very first time we've ever done this.
I've
heard a lot about it.
It's going to be good. I guarantee it's going to be. And the weather is going to be good. Yeah. We worried a little bit there earlier in the week because the forecast was talking about maybe rain Friday night into Saturday morning. But right now, in case the weather service doesn't mess it up, looks like all the rain will be Friday afternoon, evening, and be done by around midnight. If we get a lot of rain, it'll be done.
Right.
Looks like it's going to be a sunny, nice day, hopefully, for Saturday. But Saturday morning, now we begin on this track Saturday morning. So, you know, you've probably seen all these motorcycle lines and groups over the years near Christmas, and you may be going, what in the world
what
is going on?
Let
me see a Santa Claus on a motorcycle and all kinds of stuff going on. Well, that's what this is. It's the toy ride. And they usually have it on Sunday, but they're having it on Saturday this year, this Saturday. And it's going to begin around 9:30. Some people from Western Bowie County will be coming over from New Boston, right?
Yes. New Boston, they will meet up there at the Ace Hardware. Yeah. Ace Hardware up there, right where the old CVS used to be up there and Walmart stuff. Mm-hmm. They will meet up there. They'll leave there, come into the mall. They should be in the mall about 9:30 that morning. Then they'll come in. We'll all gang up again up there by Capital One.
It's the west end of the mall where Sears used to be. It's in between that and the bank.
Right, yeah. Right.
So that's, you'll be gathering there, and then you'll head out around 10-ish?
Yes, we'll head out around 10, maybe 2 minutes after.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one thing my godfather was sure enough. About 10 o'clock, we're leaving
at 10.
Yeah.
You better be there because we're leaving at 10. So kind of map us the route then once you leave the mall and you're heading on your run through Texarkana.
We leave there. We'll leave the mall. We'll go over the interstate, go down the feeder road all the way to University, University across to Walton Drive.
Yep.
Walton Drive will go all the way down to 7th Street. 7th Street will go all the way down to We go down New Boston Road.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I got ahead of myself. I was driving too fast.
Yeah, you're driving too fast. Slow down.
We'll go down New Boston Road all the way down to 7th Street. 7th Street to State Line. State Line down back down to Texas Boulevard. Texas Boulevard to
College Drive.
There you go.
We're going to pass right by the radio station at 1323 College Drive, and we will be out there to do a Facebook Live as they roar past. and then they'll make their way back to the mall 24 hours a day. The best and most country right here on the Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. And it's the morning show, and this would be local news time, but we already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana, be our sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Al Green, talking about the Toys for Tots, helping out kids in Bowie County,
yeah,
and the Texarkana area, and of course the drive continues, but the ride and the festivities is this Saturday, Saturday the 11th, and so around 10:45, 11 o'clock, they're going to be arriving from their ride through Texarkana back to the west parking lot, the west end of the parking lot of Central Mall between the mall and the bank there, and that's when the other festivities begin. Now, you're going to have some food, some music. Talk a little bit about what's going to go on once you get back to the mall parking lot.
We're going to have a band there. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the Marines will be doing their color guard. We'll be standing there collecting toys from people who are passing through that have brought toys out there to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a national anthem. The young lady will be there first. She'll do that first.
Before she's been doing it for a number of years.
For a while, yeah.
She's been doing it for 5, 6, mm-hmm. 7 years, something like that, right, for us every year.
Right. And you said Chick-fil-A is going to be providing some food, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves
as long as they can catch the chicken, we'll serve us the food, right?
Right.
Maybe they'll catch lots of chickens.
I hope.
So you got music, food, entertainment, national anthem, obviously, and the boxes for the toys. Marines are going to be helping you out as y'all have that working relationship there. So we encourage anyone out there who has not seen one of these boxes in these stores and you haven't dropped off a toy yet, this would be a great time around, 11 o'clock on Saturday to come to the west end parking lot of the mall and bring a new unwrapped toy or even a bike or something
right.
like that and drop it off, and that will be your donation to the cause.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be great, wouldn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Or you can drop off your car and we'll take it.
I'll take whatever you bring.
Yep.
But it'd be a great time for you to, you can do this now and you don't have to, where's one of those boxes and one of those.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about that. Bring it to the mall parking lot around 11 o'clock Saturday, a new unwrapped toy or bike or something like that, whatever you want to bring. And this will help them fill up the storage area so that more and more kids can have more and more good presents for Christmas.
Fill up under the tree.
Some yeah. really good toys.
Yeah. So do that. Make plans.
Right now, yeah. I'm going to say this.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can say it.
I'm going to say this. We have got about 15 or 20 bicycles in the compound with us.
Wow.
Oh, that's going to be good. But,
that's
there's another. I bet there's another child out there that would love a bicycle. So
right.
let's add to that total.
Yeah.
Let's add to that. Because kids,
right.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Forever. Kids love toys and everything, but, when you see a bike under the tree, that's kind of the top.
It is.
It really is.
It really is.
I mean, it really is. I remember when I saw a bike under it, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I've hit the jackpot.
Right.
So do that.
I had a, when I was a, yeah.
Little, yeah.
A little bit smaller than I am now.
Yeah.
I had a electric race car. I loved electric race cars.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't remember what they were. But they were called slot cars back then.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of them underneath the tree, and it's in a box about this. And I'm like, okay, what is this? What is this?
Yeah,
I wonder
what it is,
right?
Yeah.
So I go over and I open the end of it up, and I just slide it out of the paper. And I get that out, and I take it all apart, and I put it all together and put it back. When I got done playing with it, I slid it back in the paper.
Oh, gosh.
So Christmas morning. Whenever I open it up,
uh-huh.
I had to open it up like you just don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, what is this?
Tore the paper all up and stuff, My mom said, I opened it up. I said, oh, man, I like that. And I set it to the side. She said, you been playing with that? No, I just been looking at it.
She had you figured out.
Yeah, buddy. It didn't take her that long to figure it out.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like it's there. It's look. What is this?
Right.
I don't blame you, though.
This year, I hope I have. Last year, we had 170-something children that got toys last year. Mm-hmm. This year, I hope to create about a 200-plus.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it really would. This year has been almost as tough as last year was. But it's kind of eased up a little bit, so that makes a big difference.
24 hours a day. The best of most countries right here on The Pig. 103.9, mypigradio.com. And we've got Al Green from the Toys for Tots. The toy ride is this Saturday. Yeah, I know in the past it's been on Sunday, but they're trying Saturday this year, and it ought to be exciting. It's on the 11th, which is this Saturday, and they're going to do the toy ride and have all the festivities at the mall after the ride completes. And then around 1 o'clock or so, that's when the auction is going to occur at the Elks Lodge in Texarkana. And so, Al, it's there's no telling what's going to be in that auction, really.
I mean, I'm really surprised that the people who will come to this auction and bring stuff to donate to this auction to help us, to help our cause, what we're doing with these kids.
Yeah, you were telling us off the microphone that somebody brought a motorcycle.
Years ago, yeah.
A motorcycle.
And auctioned that off.
And I looked at that, and I'm like, really? A motorcycle?
Really?
Should have told us sooner. Yeah.
That's great.
That's so neat.
This is a chance for people to come out. Auction items are going to be there. You can auction, get you a good, something good for, you know, maybe a good deal there and help out the cause at the same time, because all the proceeds go to the Toys for Tots. Al will take that money.
Yeah.
And he won't go to Bermuda or somewhere like that. He's going to take that money and buy some more toys for the kids, right?
Right, invest
that. Is a good idea.
Yeah, but he'll take that money and buy some more toys for the kids. So it's a good time and had by all. Now, around 1 o'clock, the Elks Lodge, we were talking about this on the Facebook. That's on Highway 82 or New Boston Road, as we call it, as you head out of Texarkana towards Nash.
Right.
And right before you get to the Loop and before you get to the big Walmart, the Elks Lodge will be on your right.
Yep.
Right.
So that's where you need to go around 1 o'clock on Saturday if you want to be involved in the auction. And they're going to, like I said, there's just no telling what's going to be there. It may be something that you just can't live without. And then you're going to be helping everybody out at the same time. But I don't know. It could be another motorcycle. You never know.
That's
true. You never know.
You just really never know.
You just really never know what's going to be in this auction. I mean, the same thing that happened last weekend. We just really never know what's going to be in the auction.
Yeah. So
I've seen some really nice stuff. And then I've seen some stuff that's like, you brought this here?
Well, you just never know. But you could find a steal of a deal, and you're going, I can't live without this.
Right.
And remember, every dollar you give in, it's another chance for Al to make sure that there's a toy under some child's tree.
Yeah, fill up the tree.
For this Christmas. So we encourage you, once again, as we wrap it up, we encourage you on several fronts here. One is, if you see one of these toy bins or boxes in any of these stores across Bowie County, put a new unwrapped toy in it. If you are anywhere near Central Mall on Saturday morning, around 11 o'clock when they come back from their ride, that's easier for you. Bring a new unwrapped toy or a bike or something like that. They're going to be outside. You'll see them. You can't miss them. On the west end of the mall there, where old Sears used to be in between that and the bank, they're going to be out there. You can bring your toy there. Or you can go to the auction, do all of these things. You can go to the auction at 1 o'clock at the Elks Lodge and bid on something. It all helps out Al's effort and his wife's and all the people that help him out.
Right.
Get these toys out there. And you'll take cash as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a solid.
That's what I'm saying. If it's too hard for you to go to the store and get a toy or get a bike, just bring the cash by and give it to Al at the event there on Saturday. And you say, hey, can you get a bike with this? You'll say, yeah, I can.
Yeah, we really can.
Yeah, I mean, I knew you would.
Right now, we've got quite a few bikes. Uh-huh. Like, when I say
10 or 11, did you, or something?
Yeah,
like
something
that.
We got it in our compound right now. Yeah, so, giving away to other children.
Yeah, so the more bikes, the better. So, just any way you can help out, Saturday would be a great time to do it.
Right.
So, watch for the procession. Drive carefully around Texarkana as all these motorcyclists and maybe a few cars in there as well are going on their route, and see if you can't either drop off a new unwrapped toy, bike, or give Al a little cash there and say, hey, buy something for somebody. And make it a better year. Thank you so much, Al, for getting up early and coming in and talking with us again today. And I hope you have a super event on Saturday. Look, we got our fingers crossed on the weather, so I think it's going to be good. And I hope it's a big year.
It will be a big year.
It's going to be a big
year.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.